And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and all next week, November 9th through 13th, the Angelina Arts Alliance presents Mobilizing Our Community with Kevin Reese. And joining me now in our Knoll Foundation studios is Tracy Pinkerton, executive director for the Angelina Arts Alliance, to fill us in on this show and also to look ahead. Tracy, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Bill.
So give me the lowdown on what Kevin is going to do with all your community and kids.
Kevin has gone across the world building mobiles. He has a project called Mobilizing Our Community. And what he does is comes into a community. He's going to be here for a week. And he takes about 200 school kids, 25 at a time, and they build, sand, paint, fire, mobiles. They learn art, math, physics, all about balance, while they're creating the mobile. So it's like the ultimate art and education thing together. And they're going to be doing that, actually assembling them at Angelina College. And it's going to happen for those 4 days. And then on the fifth day, we'll have 15 mobiles made to celebrate our 15 years in the community. And we'll unveil them all and have all the kids and parents and people who have, you know, participated in making them, and kind of unveil the mobiles. And then they'll be put around 15 places around Lufkin.
So this is really using, you know, if you can get kids wanting to figure something out, then they start learning the math, the science, the physics, you know, so you're going to kind of entice them. How do you balance this on this?
Exactly.
And they're going to have to start those brain juices going, mm-hmm. so to speak, to figure that out. So this is a way of getting the kids jazzed up about learning.
Yeah. And the thing that's interesting is that nobody knows how to build a mobile. So everyone's on a level playing field.
Right.
And we're going to incorporate some adults as well. So you might have a doctor and a fifth grader together, and neither one of them know how to build a mobile, because it's a very specific thing. And
exactly.
So it's really interesting to get the different people groups together. It's not going to be all kids. And I think that's kind of part of, you know, bringing the community together, part of it that I like.
Now, does he go into a little bit of the history of how the mobile got started?
Yeah, actually, the show that he does, he's going to be performing that. It's called The Perfect Balance, and it actually is the history of the mobile, and his whole show is around that. Of course, the mobile was invented by Alexander Calder, and so the whole show is him playing a character about how art needs to be three-dimensional and how it should move. And during the show, he actually starts building a mobile, and by the time he's done, he's built a 17-foot mobile on the stage that projects out over the audience.
Okay, so they'll be able to get to see him as an artist, an experienced, crafted artist, do this after they have struggled all week long trying to figure all this stuff out. They get to watch him do it easy.
Yeah.
But it's going to be fun. Yeah. It's going to be fascinating. And you'll get a history lesson, too, in this particular art form.
Yeah. So. And Kevin is an actor as well. He's been acting for many, many years. And his wife is actually a screenwriter. She helped him develop the show. And they've been touring it for a number of years. And he's done these all over the world.
All right. And now, just around the corner, we have a phenomenon, another phenomenon known as the Texas Tenors.
Yeah.
And although they were there last year, and as I understand it, they just packed in the house and wowed the audience. And now they're bringing back a different show. This is their Christmas show, isn't it?
Yeah, we just thought we'd have them for Christmas. You know, they were so popular last year. They're very engaging, and they're amazing musicians, beautiful voices. And they're very interactive with the audience. People love that. And so when they left, everybody said, oh, please bring them back. And as they were leaving, they said, we could come back for our Christmas show. And I said, that would be fabulous. So I just snagged them up right then and decided to have them come back and do their entire Christmas show.
Well, there's nothing like an easy booking experience, is there?
And so, their show is called Deep in the Heart of Christmas.
Okay.
Texas style.
You're going to have a deep fried and barbecue Christmas with them, huh? With some great music as well. So. And now on from there, we've got something interesting. This is called Frozen Fun Day, Chilling with the Arts. Mm-hmm. Is this a cold event?
Yeah,
I hope
so.
Can you give us the chill down on this?
I hope so. I hope it's going to be cold that day. But if it's not, it's okay. We just decided, you know, do something free to help celebrate our 15th anniversary. So we're doing Chilling with the Arts. It's kind of going to be all around the Temple Theater, in the parking lot, and inside the theater all the way around. Inside, we'll be playing the Frozen sing-along movie, which is a phenomenon in its own. And then we're going to have a free show, comedy and magic show, The Chipper Experience, which is, he's a really funny comedian, really fun family comedy. So outside going on in the parking lot will be a lot of different things like The instrument petting zoo, where kids can touch instruments and see how they're played. We'll have improv lessons to teach how to improv. We'll have snowflake making. And then we're going to have like hot chocolate so we can warm up to the arts. Oh. And maybe a snow machine. And so it's kind of be a whole family, a family frozen family fun day.
It's just a chance to have a lot of fun having with the kids and doing some art stuff. So, and right around the corner in February, you are going to have Black Violin for the kids. And this is a chance to introduce your children through the use of popular music to the classics, is it not?
Absolutely. They are a classical hip-hop mashup, two violinists, violin and viola, with their DJ and percussionist. And they've played on Oprah, Winfrey, all kinds of different places and shows. And they've played with classical orchestras. They've played with P. Diddy. So, and they're doing a nighttime performance too, as well, like a concert open to the public with tickets from $3 to $5. So we're keeping it really low cost so everybody can come.
So they're going to do a kids show for the kids and then give the parents a chance to kind of get in on the act. Yeah. You can talk with your kids and know where they're coming
exactly.
from.
Exactly.
So, well, do you have any final thoughts you want to share with us about these shows?
I'm just excited. This is part of the big thing for me is to get into the community as much as possible. So doing the Mobile and the Frozen Fun Day and doing the live concert are all parts of us bringing art into the community and getting it really out of the walls of the theater and out into, you know, places where people can see it. That's exciting.
All right. Well, Tracy, I want to thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Bill.
That was Tracy Pinkerton, Executive Director of the Angelina Arts Alliance, who joined me in our Knoll Foundation studios today to talk about mobilizing our community with Kevin Reese. And that's going to be taking place next week, November 9th through the 13th at the Angelina Arts Alliance with a show called A Perfect Balance on the 13th. You can find out more information about this and all the art shows at the Angelina Arts Alliance by going to angelinaarts.org or call them at 936-633-5454. That's 936-633-5454. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.